Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Listen, I don't want to start with some profanity with you guys. Why is my fucking website down? I need to speak to somebody now.
All right. Who's your project manager? Please tell me that. So I will definitely connect you with that person.
Oh, I'm not getting off the phone. I need to speak to somebody in your company now to find out why is my website down.
All right. Let me connect you with any associate, and he will assist you further then, okay?
I'm sorry? What was that?
Let me connect you with any associate, and then he will explain you.
I don't need to speak to an associate. I need to speak to somebody who in charge there. Is Peter there? Is Peter around? Peter Davidson?
Let me connect you with our supervisor, okay?
Don't give me no bullshit about support engineer. Get me somebody to find out what's going on.
Sure.
I don't give a damn about support engineer.
Let me connect you with our supervisor. Just calm down.
Hi, this is Michael. How may I help you?
Listen, I need to know why is my website down. Plain and simple.
May I have the name of your website, please?
The name of the website is entertainment416905.com.
Entertainment. And what is your name?
My name is Cherry Britton.
Cherry Britton. Okay, just give me a moment. Hi, is this Mr. Britton? Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. So we're looking into your website right now. We're investigating the issue. And just give us a very short amount of time. We'll make sure that the website goes back up and live. Sometimes
why is it down? Why is it down? Why? Can somebody explain that to me?
Yes. Sometimes it happens because servers sometimes go on possibly on a maintenance. Sometimes that could have been the issue, maybe because of a software break. Sometimes these things happen. So, nothing to worry about. Glad that you called, and we're able to go ahead and get this fixed ASAP.
You guys should know that without me calling. Aren't you guys supposed to know that without me calling?
Yeah, that's what we're currently doing as well, and that's why we had a couple of websites that went down, and that's what we're investigating on the server at the moment as well. I'm glad that you called.
Even the cPanel tool, I don't have access to. Even the cPanel tool, all of that is down.
So the cPanel is something that we rarely give access to. Did you have the cPanel access previously?
Yes, I have access to the cPanel. It's impossible to tell me what you really do. I need to see daily statistics of my website. So by telling me, you really give access to cPanel, I'm not sure. Why would I have a website without having any statistic information in it?
So you're tracking your website through which analytics exactly?
Every day I go on the website. I want to see the analytics, where the visitors are coming from, how many visits I got. Your project manager, Peter, seems to be on the run because what he does, he pretend to all of that. Nobody seems to get in touch with you guys.
I'm sorry.
Behind your phones.
Cutting in and out.
You hide behind your phones. You don't respond to call. According to him, the chatbot on the website was supposed to be for life, going through a company. The credit card that you guys used to pay for it, the company declined, sent email to Peter and your so-called boss, Chase. Nobody replied. So, don't expect me to sit here with a pleasing persona. I'm really pissed off, pissed to the point where, you guys talk about you're in California. You don't even know damn California. Unfortunately, whatever Asian country you guys in, if I was somewhere near, I would come kicking on your damn door. But unfortunately, that's impossible right now. So just get my damn website and the information back up and running. And I want it up now.
Sure, we're working on getting your website up and live. That's not an issue. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm sorry, if I'm what?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
No, I'm a Canadian citizen.
Oh, you're a Canadian citizen. Okay, Mr. Britton, we're basically going to be now working on making sure that your website goes back up and live. You will possibly see the website up and live in less than 30 minutes. That's possibly the time frame that we're working to get this done by.
Website and cPanel, I need to have access to those two. All right? So, right now in Canada, and Toronto, Ontario, it's 1801, which is 601. I don't know what country you guys in, but in any case, I need my website to be up and running.
Country?
I'm sorry?
Who told you we're in another country?
Listen, man, the office that you have in California, you just use that as a mail drop. Your office is not in California, United States. Either you guys are in Pakistan or in India. So don't try to bullshit me now. You guys does not have an office in California. I know that for a fact. Go on your damn website. Look on the comments. Look on the comments what other customers are saying about you guys there. Unfortunately for me, I didn't dig deep enough when I hired you guys to create the website. So, you guys are not in California. So, let's just put that aside and get the damn website up and going.
Oh, a lot of our employees do work from home, and a lot of them are at different remote locations. It's not necessary that post-COVID everything changed, so I'm pretty sure you understand that, operations, especially when you're offering products at a very subsidized rate, you're obviously going to be making sure that your team is also affordable too, am I right?
Put it this way, yes or no to what you said, all I care about right now is to get my website up and going. And because a website down does not project a good image to a company, so I need my website up. And the fact of the matter is that the website down, you guys didn't even know that it was down without I call you. You guys didn't know.
Definitely, and that's something that is wrong at our part, and I apologize for that sincerely.
So just get my website up and going, man, because like I said, I'm so pissed right now that you know, blood doesn't even run through my vein right now, how pissed I am.
I understand, and I apologize for any inconvenience.
Thank you. So when you're saying 30 minutes, so I'm expect by 7 p.m., to be fair, my website's supposed to be up and running.
Hopefully, yes. Yes, and if in case that doesn't happen, you can just give me a call back and search for Wayne, and I'll be here.
Certainly, I'll be calling you back if by 7 p.m. it's not up and running. Thank you. Yep. Okay.
Thank
See ya.
Right. Goodbye.